I will walk around. Yeah. That's fine.
Hello, everybody!
Hello!
Welcome to the last Sunday cycle of this semester. Before we get started, I want to tell you about one thing. We have one more event this semester. It's going to be on December 20th, and it's the mini math wrangle, sort of practice wrangle, that many of you probably got emails about. So if you're interested in participating in that, please let me know. Sorry about that, but I know some of you responded to the email and said you were interested. So other people interested that it's happening, and now let me know if you want to participate. And also if you want to participate in this masterful sort of bigger math angle or masterful thing happening in San Antonio, also you're welcome to talk to me about that. But enough about that. Without further ado, Michelle Chu is gonna help us play with robots.
Hi. Hello. Sorry, I feel like I need to walk around. Maybe I'll walk around while I talk. So today we are going to talk about robot traffic control. So I'm quite on the book. So what we're really going to be thinking about is looking at configuration ways of robots in a way that we can avoid collisions. So if you can imagine that if we own, say, suppose that I own a factory and I have a bunch of robots that work in my factory. And they all move things from one to the other. Okay? You can all imagine this. It would be really bad if they collided, right? Because obviously robots cost a lot of money, and we don't want them to collide. But we also want to look at the space of all possible places where they can move around without colliding. Okay? So that's what we're going to talk about today. And this is something we call configuration space.
Okay. So let's see. Okay, so a configuration space is really just the space of all possible arrangements of my robots on whatever place I'm looking at. So specifically today, we're going to talk about robots moving in a graph. Okay, do you guys know what a graph is? You want to tell us what a graph is?
That's like, you mean a bar graph?
No. No. So a graph is really a collection of vertices and edges. So in these, you should all have these sheets on your tables. And all the pictures here, these are all graphs. They're a collection of vertices and edges that go from a vertex to another, okay? So we're going to think about robots that are moving on the graph, okay? And we're going to look at all the possible configurations of them in a way that they avoid collisions. And we're going to be constructing those spaces, those configuration spaces, using some of these papers, square papers that you have on your tables. Okay? So let's first talk about... So let's first talk about this graph here that I have that's on the screen, right? We can all see this. So this is a very easy, simple graph. We have two vertices, and we have an edge that connects between the two vertices. Right? Okay. So imagine that this penny is a robot, okay? And it's moving. It's moving on my vertex, right? And if I think of, it's moving along the edge. So if I think of this edge as being a line segment between the number 0 and the number 1, then I can describe the position of my robot just by giving you a number between 0 and 1, right? Does that make sense to everyone? Okay. But say I have now two robots here. One is given by this square, and the other one is this penny, okay? So I can describe a arrangement of these two robots by giving you a number between 0 and 1 for the penny and a number between 0 and 1 for the square, okay? Does that make sense? So... let me write this down on a piece of paper. A little bit. So any arrangement of two robots on this graph is described by a number for robot one, let's say robot one, and another number for robot two. Yeah? Okay. So if we really think about this, this means that we can, if we think of as robot one and robot two moving between 0 and 1, then our space of all possible arrangement of these two robots form a square. Right? For example, if the first robot is on, let's say, 1/2, and the second robot is on 1, let's say that this is the robot 1 axis, and this is robot 2, then what I have here would be robot 1 is on 1/2, and robot 2 is on 1, then I have this point on the configuration space. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay. So, as we can see, then the configurations of all, the only configuration of having two robots on this graph can be written like this. But I said that we don't want our robots to collide, right? So where on this square is the points where the robots will be colliding? Yes?
The corners in the middle.
So which corners?
Probably the upper one.
What about here? At this point, are they colliding?
The upper right corner.
This one. Right? Because that would be when both robots are at 1. So that's a collision. Right? Is there other collisions that we have? Yeah.
So in the square, this 9 is ultimate
collision. So the diagonal line is going to be all of these points where the two robots are in the same spot, right? So then, if we want to remove the collisions, we have to remove this diagonal line, right? So if we wanted to represent the space of all possible something a little bit more interesting. Okay. So let's look at this one down here. Okay? So this graph has 2 vertices and 2 edges. Okay? So I'm actually going to label these. Let's say that this is edge A, and let's say this one is edge B. What is it doing? Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay. And let's say that this point down here, let's say that this point is minus, and let's say that this point is plus. Okay? So now let's try to think about all the possible configurations that we have. Okay. So, if I have the first robot, and the robot can move anywhere on edge B, okay, and let's say that the second robot can move anywhere on edge A, the way that I would describe it is, again, I can make the square, so I can take one of my squares, and I can say that this axis here is when robot 1 is on edge B, and I can say that this one here is when robot 2 is on edge A, right? So if I'm looking at this square, what points do I need to remove to avoid collisions? So I need to remove, so let me take my scissors. So I need to remove this point here on this corner, right? And this corner up here. Okay? So, okay. But we also have another, so we have a lot, so let's look at all the squares that we can get from this same graph. So if we also, if we still keep our robot 1 on edge B, and then we have our robot 2 also moving along edge B, then this is very similar to the one we already did, right? And this is the one, so let's draw this here. So they're both on edge B. So robot 1 on edge B. Robot 2 on edge B. And we already said that this space, we'd have to cut along the diagonal. Right? So we have this square, this two pieces. However, does this square glue up to any of these two? Let's think about this. If I have robot 1 moving on edge B, let's say that robot 1 stops here, is somewhere on edge B, and I have robot 2 on edge A, so this is this square, right? Let's say that robot 2 then decides to leave edge A and go into edge 2, right? So clearly going from this arrangement and moving this way into this arrangement, there should be a way to get from one to the other, right? And this arrangement here is somewhere on this square over here. So it must be that these two pieces are glued together, so we can tape them together. Right? Do we see that? Okay. But we also have the square where robot 1 can be on edge A and robot 2 can be on edge B, right? So let's draw this one on a different square. So this is robot 1 on edge A, and this is robot 2 on edge B. Okay? This is minus plus. Okay. So if this is here, okay, then how can we go from an arrangement like this to go to an arrangement like this? Okay? Because we already know that an arrangement like this lives in this square, and an arrangement like this lives in this square. Okay? So we want to know how these two squares are glued together. Okay? So, can anyone tell me how this happens? So here we have, and over here, we have this robot 2, when robot 2 is on edge B, and robot 1 is on edge B. And if we look at this square over here, we have when robot 2 is on edge B, and robot 1 is on edge A. However, if robot 1 is on the vertices, then it's also going to be, then the vertices are going to be glued up to here, right? So they should be glued up to these vertices. We have this one here, and we have this one here. Okay? And we also have this piece here. Let me rewrite here what this is. So this one will glue here. Let me glue this. Oh, I still have more. And then I have one more final square. So I also have one square when they're both on edge A. Right? So robot 1, edge A, robot two on edge A. So I'll cut. This one will glue here. This one goes like this. Okay, so I think I'm confusing myself a little bit, so I'm going to start over. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, does anyone have it build up? Not? Okay, so let's start over. Okay, so maybe we should draw this on the board, actually. Oh, if I draw on the board, people can't see, right? Okay, let's not draw on the board.
You can draw on the dock.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, because... Okay. So, I have four options, right? So, my two robots can both be on edge A. The two robots can both be on edge B. One, robot 1 can be on edge B, robot 2 can be on edge A, or robot 1 can be on edge A, and robot 2 can be on edge B. Okay? So, we should have how many squares total?
Four.
Okay. So we should have four squares total. So let's take them out, four squares. So one square is when both robots, so let's say both on A, we have the square where we have both on B. We have one on A and one on B, sorry, and two on B. And then we have the square where one is on B and two is on A. Okay? Yeah? Okay. So let's put in each square, we have the minus, the plus.
What does the minus and plus mean?
Oh, I just called the one vertex minus and the other vertex plus. So we know which way the robots are, like exactly where the robots are located. We could call them 0 and 1. It doesn't matter. I could call them, or I could call them 1 and 2. So I can label them however I want. Yes, you have a question?
So if you go both robots on edge B, they may work out because you could just not go to one half and then flip them like this.
Right. But we can't have them exactly both on one half, which is why at some point we're going to have to cut here. Okay? Okay. So let's say that robot one is... Okay. So now we're looking at these two. So let's look at this one. When robot one is on A and robot two is on B. When robot one... Let's say that this edge here is when robot one is on A. Okay, and this edge is when robot 2 is on B. Okay? So then this point up here would be this configuration, right? This is when robot 2 is at plus and robot 1 is at minus. Okay? But this configuration is also in all four of these squares. Right? So let me mark this maybe in this color. What is this point in this square? This is when robot one, so let's say this is the robot one. This is robot two. Okay. So in this square here, when robot 1 is at minus and robot 2 is in plus, is this point. Right? On this square here, when robot 1 is at minus and robot 2 is this point. And on this one is this point. Okay? So we know that somehow all of those points are the same point. Yeah? So all of those points need to be together. Okay. Okay. So let's put this here. And let's do this. Okay. So now if we look at over here on this square, this is when robot 2 is on A and robot 1 is also on A. So along this edge, along all these edges is when both robots are on A. And if we look at here, let's look at this one. Let's look at this square. So along this edge, along this edge, robot 2 is on A, and robot 1 is exactly at minus, right? At the minus vector, vertex. So that means that this edge is the same as this edge over here, right? So they fit together like this, which means that we can tape them. Okay? Because these two edges are the same. Okay.
What if we take them left direction and not the other direction?
Okay, so let me look at this. So if I were to tape them like, because these two points have to match, right? And these edges have to match. So to see the way that they match is like this, right? So that means that we tape them like this. So it might help if you write on both sides of the paper, of the squares. Okay? So now let's look at this edge up here. So in this edge is when robot 1 is all along B. And robot 2 is at plus. So this square up here, this is when robot 1 is on B. And robot 2 is at plus means that it's this edge up here. Okay, so this edge and this edge agree, so that means that they get matched. And they also need to be taped in a way so that this matches just like this. So I'm going to tape it like this. Okay, so now let's see where this edge fits. This edge right here is when robot 2 is on B and robot 1 is on minus. So when robot 2 is on B, and robot one is on minus. So robot 2 is on B, is here. And robot 1 is on, and this is, robot 1 is on minus. Then this edge matches like this. Right? But let's see how this edge matches. And this edge, we can also see similarly that this edge matches like this. So that means that this can be glued just like this. So let's tape this. But now remember what we did in the first case, that we said we have to take out the diagonal. We take out the diagonal when they're both in the same spot. So the diagonal is when they're both here. So they're both on B. Right? So we take out this diagonal. Oh, yeah. Right? And we take out this diagonal also. Okay. But let's see where these two match up. So this edge here, so let's do this in a different color. So let's look at when, let's look at the point where robot B is in minus and robot A is in plus, okay? So this would be this point here, this point here, this point here, and this point here, right? So these are, we have the spot in each one of our squares, okay? So let's see how this edge, we can see here now that this edge matches this one, right? So that means that they get glued together. So this edge, when robot 1 is on A, it matches. How does this one match? It matches like this. Yeah? So we can glue this one up here. But, okay, but now let's see what happens over here. So this is the edge here when robot 1 is on plus and robot 2 moves along B. So this edge matches up to this one over here. And this one matches up to this one over here. Okay. Okay, so let's see here. So let's see this one here. Here, we have this green dot. Robot 1 is at plus, and robot 2 moves along B. Let's look at this over here. This edge here is when robot 1 is at plus, and robot 2 moves along B. So that means that these two edges are the same. This one with this one. So they get glued up. And then we still have this part here. This edge here is in when robot 1 is at plus and robot 2 moves along A. And if you saw, this is exactly what we have on this edge over here. So these two edges glue up. Okay. And then you should notice that the only spots we have available that we haven't glued up are the spots that we ended up cutting, because we can't have those configurations because that's when we have two robots on the same spot. So that means that this is our full configuration space. Okay? So the configuration space of our two robots on this graph looks like this cylinder. I feel like this was possibly a little bit confusing, but maybe it would help if you guys all try to do it and figure out how they glue up, okay? Okay, so let's try that. And I'll walk around and help everyone. Yeah.
So how do you take the things?
Okay, so let's see how they are together. So this edge over here, right? Right here. This is when one is on the plus. So in robot 1, the one is on plus, and the other robot is all along B. Robot 2 is on B, right? Is this edge here? But if you look also over here, so in this one, was this one they were? And this one doesn't
Thank you.
space to kind of find the code. So where is robot one?
Is one of the vertices or the rocks? figure out how the edges will look.
Two moving at A, and this is when robot one is exactly at minus. Here, this is robot one at minus and two moving on A. Oh, yes. So these cooling is good. This cooling is good.
So now I cut this and this because since both of them are on me, they cannot be the same.
Yeah, so but you have to figure out exactly how to cut them, right? So where does the cut go?
There and there.
That's not there.
Sorry, nope, never mind.
Like this.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
This.
Right, yeah.
And then you can make a cut this way.
Okay.
Oh, you brought it nicely so that you can cut through it.
Yeah. Wait, so I cut it this way. Alright, yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So you cut it here. So you're cutting it this way.
Here.
Okay. And we know that these edges, they don't get glued to anything because this is when you get closer and closer to collision.
Yeah.
Right? So we know we don't have to glue these. However, these edges over here are still fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So now you have to figure out how those glue.
Okay. I'll come back.
To be on B. This is robot 2, so that means that this side is robot 1.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So this one and this one move. This one and this one get glued like
this. Yeah, this way, okay.
Right?
Right, and then, yeah.
And then we can see these two. Yeah, and these two get glued like this. So this whole thing gets glued like this.
Okay, okay.
Thank you.
A little bit closer to plus and to minus. So I'm going to try to find this point here. So, oh, yeah. What do I do this? Like this?
Yeah, just clip it.
What do I do with this?
Or, if you can't clip it to something, then, oh, perfect.
Okay. Okay. So that means that we are on this square. The point that you're at is on this square. So let's figure out exactly where on this square. It's somewhere around here. Okay. Okay, so now pick another configuration. You can move wherever you want.
Open your fist.
Okay. So now this is where robot 1 is on plus, and robot 2 is right on the middle of edge A. Okay? So let me try to find this point here. Yes, that's edge B. Okay, so let's try to find this over here. So when robot 1 is at plus, and robot 2 is on edge B, so 2 is on B. Okay. So this is this point. Okay, so I found the point on the on our space. Okay, so now I have these two points on my space. So now, how can I figure out a way to get between these two arrangements? I can draw a line between these two points on my space, right? So let's draw a line. Okay. And so this tells me that I should be able to get from one arrangement to the other by following what's going on in this line. Okay, so let's see what's going on in this line. So in this line, so you're currently standing in this position. It looks like robot A starts to move. Robot 1 starts to move a little bit closer to, what is this? So it looks like here, let's see, robot, it moves closer and closer to minus, no, this is B. Okay, so robot 2, you move towards minus, and then you start moving towards, so then it looks like as you're moving from here around this way, you are moving that way. And then we went back to the first arrangement. Okay? And that path that you guys did simultaneously was represented by this line that we drew on our space.
That's awesome. A line for this.
So what if I did some like really complicated path and if I draw a bunch of like curvy lines and get from one to the other? That would be another path. But how do we know which path is better? If it's a straight line on the path.
Yeah.
Okay? Does that make sense?
You mean a squiggly line?
Well, I mean, I want to get between these two points, but instead of drawing a straight line, I can make you go farther away and then come back and then do some crazy things and then come back to this point, right? But this path between these two points is much longer than the one that just drawing a straight line. So that's another way that we can get between these two arrangements, but it would take longer. And if we own a factory, we want to have efficiency, right? So we don't want to take longer. Yeah. Okay. Good. I wonder when is usually the time for a break? Because it's about an hour. Yeah. You have a question? Okay. So let's look at it. So let's look at this over here. So this is what we have, right? What is this edge right here? Robot 1 is moving along B, and robot 2 is stayed put at plus. Okay, so let's look over here. Is there is anything where robot 1 is moving along B, and robot 2 says, oh, this one, right? So these two match up. Which way? Like this. Right?
Yeah. So you just flip it over.
So they glued like this. But let's see if this one, but then you have to check to see that this one matches with this one, but it does. So then this whole thing glues like this. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then you still have to figure out how these two edges and these ones match. Okay? Remember, these ones don't need to match to anything. These are the ones that we already cut, because that would be we have a collision along here, a collision along here.
Oh, so you had cut these two.
No, we don't cut anything.
You don't cut anymore. Oh, I'm just saying that those.
Together. Oh. Okay.
You have to figure out how they glue.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we usually take a break or do we keep going?
We take a break.
It's been an hour.
Do you want to take a break?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to take. Yes, we usually take a break. Now we'll be good, and then do you have another sort of talking thing to do when you...
Well, so it's going a little bit...
Oh, Duran? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Oh, you're not. If you put your, have you put your, been putting your email address on?
The thing is out there.
Yeah.
On outside the.
There's one email address that we keep getting errors from. Can you talk to me after the thing? Because okay.
Okay.
But yes, you may be the one that.
So we only got this far. I wanted to get to this one.
Okay.
Before the break, but it's taking a little bit longer than I thought.
That's okay. I mean, they're good. They're definitely engaged. So, and some people are going faster than others.
Yeah. So maybe I should tell them they should try doing this one. Okay.
So you want? So.
I want them to do this one.
You want them to start working on that one?
Okay.
Okay. Some people won't, but that's okay. But people.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe.
I'll just say that for
so
those of you.
There's the break. After the break, we're gonna start. Maybe briefly after the break, do you want to show them what it looks like for one of the others?
Oh, so this is the one we did.
Yeah. Right, sorry.
But maybe I'll tell them to do this, and I'll do it on my own so they can show them what the finished product is supposed to look like. I mean, I drew it in my paper. It looks like this.
Okay. Okay. So, maybe you can give them sort of a... Or just, say something to get them started on this one, and then they'll go up again.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a short break. I mean, as we traditionally do, although it's, it's a little weird because usually everybody is sitting down and they have to stand up. So, if you want to go to get more food or get, like, drinks or whatever, or cookies, I mean, of course, we're using 50,000. Now is the time, and then a couple, in 5 or 10 minutes, we're going to come back.
Okay. And we're going to start working on this one, so if you want to go ahead and start thinking about this one, you can start. Okay, and this one's going to be a little bit more complicated because this one is going to involve 9 squares. Do you think it's going okay?
Oh. Yeah, I think so. Now I understand what's going on here at least. It's much easier for me just to think about it as coordinates.
Well, yeah. That's what it is.
No, I'm good. Sure, I still didn't get it.
Okay.
If you want to grab a snack, please do.
No, that's fine.
So, can you define... I mean, like, I like definitions. So, can you define the connection of two... Like,
yes.
What does it mean that two squares are connected? Blue.
Okay. So, let's look at this here. Okay. This edge... Wait, which ones do we want to glue?
I don't know. I saw the right two.
You have the 4 squares? Okay. Okay, so if we look at... So if we look at this edge, right? What does this edge represent? This edge is when robot 1 is moving along B, right?
Mm-hmm.
So and is on. When robot 2 is placed at exactly what point?
It's
in the negative. Yeah. So robot 2 is here, and this one is here. Okay? So that's this edge.
Okay.
But this edge is also here, because this is when 1 is moving on B, and 2 is stayed put at minus.
Right.
So these two edges represent all of this. So these two edges have to be, they are the same.